Training is designed to expose you to as many situations as possible, so that when you encounter them in the real world, you're ready.
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference.
Hey, can we get some cowbell?
训练的目的是让你接触尽可能多的情况，以便将来在现实中遭遇类似情况时，你能够有充分的准备。今天早读来自美剧《火线警告》。Training is designed to expose you to as many situations as possible, so that when you encounter them in the real world, you're ready. 美音 Training is designed to expose you to as many situations as possible, so that when you encounter them in the real world, you're ready. 首先呢，我们来做这段话发音要点的讲解。Training is designed to expose you. 我们来看前半句 training, 训练这个词或者说火车这个词的读法。我们来看呢，前面呢是辅音连缀的 tr, 后面是双元音的 a 和鼻音 n 的组合 ,ain, 连在一起读成 train, 一定要注意这个词里包含一个 rain, 也就是雨水这个词的发音 train, rain, 要这样去练。Training is designed to expose you, designed, 尾部的 d 直接略掉。Designed to expose,中间自然带出小的 w, to expose you, expose 和 you 连读同化。Expose you to as many situations as possible. 前半句Training is designed to expose you to as many situations as possible. 这半句其实也是算比较长的一句了。那这里呢，教大家一个小的诀窍。如果说一个半句读起来也是比较长，也比较有难度的话呢，我们可以善用强调来停顿。比如说这句话呢，我们可以把重点放在 design 这个词上， many 这个词上， situation 或者 possible 这些词上。我们来试着读一下。Training is designed to expose you to as many situations as possible. 这样基本上在每一个重读词后面都有短暂的停顿，善于利用重读词来创造停顿。我们再来看后半句 So that when you encounter them in the real world, you're ready. So that, 虚词弱读 So that when you encounter, 尾部的 t 略掉When you encounter, you 和 encounter 连读 You encounter, 带出小的 w 的发音 Encounter them, 其中包含 count, 数数这个动词 Count, ow 鼻音 n 的组合读成 count 一定不要读成了 count, 不是 encount 应该是 encounter When you encounter them in the real world, 连读 you're ready, you are, 缩约成 you, 或者弱读成 ye, you're ready. 我们来用英音读一下这句话。Training is designed to expose you to as many situations as possible, so that when you encounter them in the real world, you're ready.我们再来看美音的发音 Training is designed to expose you Expose 美音读成 expose Expose you 这是 z 和 y 的同化 Expose you to as many situations as possible To as 又是 to 弱读成 t 和后面的元音连读 To as many situations as possible后半句 So that when you encounter them in the real world, encounter, 遭遇这个词读成 encounter, 同样要注意 on, 元音和辅音的组合 encounter them, 后面 in the real world, real, 长音紧音的 e, 不要发成了 real, 应该读成 real world, 最后 you're ready 这句话元音和元音的连读我们要注意有这样几处 To expose, to as, you encounter. 元音和元音的连读呢，总是要借辅音来连贯的。To expose 和 to as 都是借了 w。You 和 encounter 之间连读也是借了小的 w。You encounter. 好，我们来用美音读一下这句话。Training is designed to expose you to as many situations as possible, so that when you encounter them in the real world, you're ready. Final 部分我们就讲到这儿了。我们来看这句话有哪些词链是我们可以学习的。首先来看前半句 ,Training is designed to expose you to as many situations as possible. 这句话之中呢，我们来看三个词链。第一个 ,be designed to do something, 被设计用于做什么什么或者说为什么什么而设计。比如说 ,simply put, our bodies aren't designed to be sedentary.简单来说，我们的身体并不是为久坐不动而设计的。This project is designed to help homeless people. 这个项目旨在帮助无家可归的人。Be designed to do something. 被设计用于什么什么。那我们来看 design 这里是用了一个被动语态。第二个词链 expose somebody to 什么什么。把某人暴露于什么什么。那 to 后面要么跟名词要么跟动名词，我们要注意是暴露在了什么什么之下，这应该是一个名词。那么它的意思呢也可以有两种，一个是暴露，一个是体验接触这一层。比如说 We want to expose the kids to as much art and culture as possible. 我们想让孩子们尽量的受到艺术和文化的熏陶。这里的 expose 就不能简单翻译成暴露了，而要翻译成体验什么什么，接触什么什么，受到什么什么的熏陶。再比如说 ,some children are never exposed to classical music. 有些孩子从来没有接触过古典音乐。同样这里的 expose 我们翻译成接触。那 expose 还可以理解为遭受什么危险或者是不快。Do not expose babies to strong sunlight.不要让婴孩受到强烈的阳光照射。这里呢，我们也可以把它翻译成暴露在强烈的阳光照射之下。我们来看两个原声例句。所以你把它们放在扫描仪中，让它们承受压力。
So you put them in the scanner and you expose them to stress. So you put them in the scanner and you expose them to stress. So you put them in the scanner and you expose them to stress.
So you put them in the scanner and you expose them to stress.Expose them to stress, 让他们暴露在压力之下，也就是让他们承受压力了。We expose them to the open problems.
We expose them to the open problems. We expose them to the open problems. We expose them to the open problems.
我们让他们接触到悬而未决的问题。Expose them to problems, 接触问题。前半句第三个词链 as many 什么什么 as possible 是很简单的 as many 什么什么 as possible 尽可能多的什么什么，这里我们就不再多赘述了。后半句 so that when you encounter them in the real world you're ready， 这里的 them 指代前文中的 situations。 When you encounter the situations in the real world， 当你在真实世界遇到了这些情景的时候， you're ready， 你就准备好了。 encounter 表示遇到遭遇，后面呢可以跟 problems 或者 difficulties 表示遭遇问题遭遇困难。 encounter 还可以替换成 come across 遇到遭遇。 come across problems come across difficulties。 我们来看一个例句。 What are the difficulties you are most likely to encounter? 你最可能遇到的是什么困难呢？回到早读，我们来看这句话。Training is designed to expose you to as many situations as possible. 训练的目的是让你能够接触尽可能多的情况。So that when you encounter them in the real world, you're ready. 以便将来在现实中遭遇类似情况的时候，你能够有充分的准备。今天的活学活用呢，我们来试着用 expose somebody to 什么什么，将某人暴露在什么什么，或者让某人接触什么什么，用这个词链来随意造一个句子。 今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。Training is designed to expose you to as many situations as possible, so that when you encounter them in the real world, you're ready. 美音。Training is designed to expose you to as many situations as possible, so that when you encounter them in the real world, you're ready. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.